Aho and welcome across the veil. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour. We are eager to share with you messages from those who are across the veil. Our program may be heard every Friday at this time. Across the Veil is the unique opportunity for you to connect with and communicate with those who are across the veil. This connection or communication may be with angels, masters, teachers, guides, loved ones, friends, or others who have preceded you across the veil, as they share their wisdom and guidance with those who are listening to help bring healthy balance to our lives. During this hour, I'm accepting phone calls, so please feel free to call at any time during the program. If you are having difficulty getting through, keep trying, because making the connections for you is important to those across the veil and to myself. If you're unable to get through during the program and you would like to send me an email to ask a brief question, you may do so by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com. That's white as in the color, wolf as in the animal, April as in the month. I'm also offering one-on-one readings over the phone or in person. If you're interested in this, email me, april@whitewolfapril.com, or telephone me at 907-357-7377 in Alaska. Visit my website, whitewolfapril.com, for more details. We offer a number of classes, online or in person. You may find out more about these classes on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We also offer weekend retreats for learning and personal growth. With no further ado, let's see what those across the veil have to share with us today. Welcome! It's a glorious day, and I'm hoping everyone is having as much of a blessed, profitable, beneficial, glorious, health-given day as I am. And I'm so thrilled to be with you again on the program here. And before we get started, I want to share a few of the websites that we have that are great places for you to go and make some connections and be able to take part in some of the activities that are going on, maybe through some of the classes that we're offering now. A large portion of our classes are now being offered online, and I'd say about 98% of them are, so that we can help accommodate everyone. And we've even begun some conference calls and different little things like that to help be able to expand the knowledge and help to be able to bring more messages and more learning out to those who are not necessarily in Alaska here with me. So it's really been exciting. But to find out more about that, you can go to our website, whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and find out more about that. We have a new social network site that's acrosstheveil.ning.com. And if you use that one, you want to not put in the www, because that tends to mess it up and it says, oh, this is not a valid program. So don't put that in. You just want to type in the words acrosstheveil.ning.com. Same thing with another site we have that's called dragonridersunite.ning.com. And that's a group that gets together to offer prayers and meditations and that type of thing for global healing, global awareness, global energies, alignments, and that type of thing. You might want to check out that site to find out a little bit more on that as well. We also have, of course, my site, which is whitewolfapril.com. Sorry about that. I got distracted for a second in my mind. They're starting to ping me to bring in messages. That was cute. It's whitewolfapril.com. And on there, you can find out about our products and the different things we have, where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, some of the schedulings and that type of thing. And we're really excited because we're starting to put together the winter travel trips. And that's when we're going to be out and about and down into the lower 48 and offering some classes and offering some programs and offering the live open forum across the Vail events, which we're really excited to be bringing to some of your local areas as well. So it's going to be a really fun winter for us, and we're hoping to be able to share that with you, and you can find out information about that on on my website, April at whitewolfapril.com. They are really pinging me and wanting me to get to bringing you messages across. This is so cute. They're just like tying my tongue and saying, get to business, get to work. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and give this to the guides and to the masters so that they can start bringing the messages across that they want to share. And the big message that I'm hearing right now is that I need to share the message and extend the invitation to those children, those people that are working with their guides, those that are working with the teachers, those that are working with their masters, that we are not to give place to fear. We are not to move over into fear. We are not to allow fear to have any place within our lives. We are to operate and we are to gain control through love, bringing in that love, that source of love, that replacing the fears, because when we give place to fear, it cripples us. It puts us into a place where we cannot serve the higher calling. We cannot serve the higher good of who we are, where we are, what we're doing, and where our places are in lifetime if we give in to these fears, if we give in to these thoughts of lack. They want us to move forward. They're saying that everything is very well and everything is good, but when we move into that fear, when we move into that thought of lack, when we move into that thought of worry, we are actually shutting the door to the flow that is coming in, that flow of positive vibration, that good vibration. And that's where they want us to change things around and replace that with love. With love, with confidence, with joy, with abundant thought processes, because once we let that fear come in, we are giving away our power. We are giving away our right to be who we are. We're handing away our personal power, and that is not for our highest good. That is not the highest vibration. And they're saying, you need to recall that. You need to recall who you are. You need to recall where you're at, what your walk is about, and who you are owning the right, having the right to own your true identity, having the right to own your true path, your true walk, your true place. Because when we give into that, we are slowing ourselves down. We are keeping ourselves from moving forward into the light and into the process of being blessed and being a blessing. We have the right to be blessed, and we have a right to be a blessing to others and to be able to bring that messages forward of hope and love and light to everyone and to ourselves. And they're just really reiterating that there's some that have given into the feelings of hopeless. There are some that have given into that fear of just there's no hope at the end of this tunnel when there is. We're so close to starting to see that. We're so close to pushing through that, is what they're saying. We are so close to helping you stand strong, stand firm. Don't give up. Don't walk away at this moment in time. Know that we are here to help you. Know that we are here to bring in healing. Know that we are here to bring in finances. Know that we're here to bring in jobs. Know that we're here to be there for you. This is a global message. This message that they're bringing across is so strong and so powerful. Like I said at the beginning here, they just didn't even want me to continue on with my announcements that I do at the beginning of the program, because it is so important to get this message out that we need to move beyond the limitations of fear. We need to move beyond the limitations of hopelessness. When we are in fear and when we're in that place, we have lost control of ourselves, is what they're pointing out to me to share with you. We have lost our true identity. We've lost the place that we have and the right that we have to be ourselves. they're saying excuses. A lot of times excuses are always in the way. We tend to move through it, making up in excuses. We're making up reasons why we can't do things, and we're creating more of that lack thought process, more of that hopelessness, putting ourselves within limitations and putting ourselves within a box. And they're saying, don't do that anymore. Get rid of the excuses, get rid of the limitations that you've created, and replace that with love. Replace that with light. Replace that with healing. I'm seeing this incredible energetic vibration that they're just kind of sending out as a global vibration, as a global healing energy. They're just extending that out further and further away from this. From where I'm seeing, I'm kind of like they've taken me above, and I'm looking down over our Mother Earth here, and they're just showing me that as we're doing this, they're just bringing in that new, they're bringing in a new hope. They're bringing in a new joy. And those that can pull themselves out of this box of limited thinking, out of this box of fear, out of this box of hopelessness, that as we can pull ourselves out of that way, we get our spark back. We get our ability to stand firm and have our power back, have our personal power back, have our personal identity back, because they're giving that gift to us. It's rightfully ours. It's rightfully there for us. And we just need to simply grab a hold of it. And as we're working and as we're doing the work that they're calling us to do, whether it's get up in the morning and tend to your children, whether it's to go and do the job that you have, that you're so blessed to have a job, and those type of things, they're saying move forward with no limitations, move forward with confidence, move forward with love, move forward with the hope. That knowledge of the ancient wisdom knowledge, they're really bringing that forward. Excuse me. Ancient wisdom knowledge, knowledge of the ancestors, knowledge of the angels, knowledge of the guides that we are taking care of, that we can move forward with confidence and allow them to work through us, for us, and with us by moving into the positive vibration, moving out of the negative vibration, moving into the positive vibration, moving into that change. We need to change. We've gotten ourselves caught in this rut, caught in this kind of this hole they're showing me, that we're just kind of stuck in this state of hopelessness, and they're really wanting us to pull through that. They're really wanting everyone who's listening to the program to pull through that, and they're showing me do it through love, do it through hope, do it through having faith and knowing that they're there. And then they're showing me the gentle kindness that we need to show to ourselves, not being so harsh on ourselves, not being so critical on ourselves, not being so... it's like our expectations are really just bogging ourselves down, because they're holding us in such a place of limits that we've put ourselves in, and they don't want us there. They want us to move beyond that. And I'm hearing they're saying there's those who are questioning and who are saying that this message is great and the words are great, and what you're showing me, yes, I do get myself caught into these limitations, and yes, I do get myself caught into hopelessness because I look at my checkbook or I look at my job situation, or I've gone out and I've applied for 100 jobs and I'm still not seeing anything. I'm not getting the results. And what they're saying is hold on. They're saying that even if you feel that way, and even if things appear that way, hold on. Grasp a hold of your, I'm hearing faith. Grab a hold of your knowledge of who you really are, grabbing back that true identity of yourself, grabbing back that truth of personal strength, personal power, personal awareness, and taking the situations that are around us and moving them out of the picture and saying, okay, I am here right now, right at this moment in this space. I'm pushing my financial concerns away. I'm pushing my emotional concerns away. I'm pushing my spiritual concerns away. I'm pushing the physical away. I'm now sitting here where I'm at right now, And they're saying, allow us to minister to you. Allow us to bring in the healing energy to you. Go into a quieting of the mind. Go into a relaxation within yourself and allow them to speak the messages of hope. Allow them to give you the guidance that you need. You may have put out 100 resumes, but if you go quietly within yourself and you ask them for their help and you allow them to show you, you may only do one or two more. And that perfect, ideal situation will have evolved and will have opened up and will have put you in the exact perfect place of where you need to be right now. And where you need to be as you're moving forward on your walk, as you're moving forward into your reality. They're saying go within yourself. Go within that quiet contemplative meditation. Go within that inner walk and know that even though things can just be completely tumultuous around you, you don't have to give up yourself. You don't have to give up your identity. You don't have to give in to fear. You don't have to give in to understanding that lack is the way it is right now. No, they're saying lack is not the way that it is right now. Abundance is the way that it is right now. Health is the way that it is right now. And by keeping our mindset pure, keeping our mindset in tune and in connection with our higher source, our higher belief, whatever your creator God is, keeping that connection, keeping that reality, listening to the small voice of the guides that might say to you, go to this corporation and present your application, even though you think, I don't know anything, I don't know how I could do that, that's limitations, that's lacking, that's allowing that to steal that from you. The confidence of that is if the masters have come into you and have said, take your application into this. And you might sit there and say, how do I know that this was a message from my master? How do I know that this was a message from a teacher? And that you can say, well, the worst that can happen is I can take the application there, drop it off, and nothing happens. Or the other that can happen is I take it in and it gets in the right hand of the right person, and all of a sudden I have this incredible opportunity in front of me. The gambit that we have to play in this is the worst that can happen is we're told no. And that's moving beyond the limitation. That's moving beyond the fear. That's allowing the guidance and the direction to be positive. It's allowing ourselves to fall into that realm of love, that divine supported love. They're just really reiterating that. And I'm seeing the exercise that they would like for you to do as you're listening to this and as it resonates with your life and as it resonates with what you're doing in your everyday life and where you're at with the limitations and the fears and the hopelessness. They're saying you need to wash that out of your system. Make that no longer a part of your identity. And one of the ways to do that is that energy that you draw up through your body. And we've talked about this a number of times on the program in different manners and for different things, for quieting the mind and for balancing ourselves. But if you draw that energy up from the earth, up through your body, as you're breathing it up into your body and you're exhaling out the stresses, exhaling out the fears, exhaling out the limits, and you're drawing in abundant love. You're drawing in abundant hope. You're drawing in all of that which is really yours. They're showing me that it's almost like robotics that they're showing me, that we have become so programmed to believe and to think and to do things because that's what maybe our parents have taught us. Maybe that's what the schools have taught us, that we need to fit into this perfect little box, into this perfect little role. And they're saying, no, you need to be the identity of who it is that you are. Who are you that you came to be here and have this life experience as? Maybe you've been led down the road to believe that the only true way for you to accomplish something is to continue on with a higher degree in education or follow in the father or mother's footsteps and pick up their profession and their trade, or to go to this organization or that organization to do maybe your belief processes or those type of things. And those are forms of programming, they're saying. We each came to live our lives as a vessel, to have a life experience, to have a purpose, to have a reason for our being here. And they're saying when we're having these life experiences, when we're having these life purposes, we need to do what it is we came to do. We need to become the individuals we've come here to become, not those that we've been programmed through. And it's not at anyone's fault. It's not at anyone's lacking of knowledge or intentional hurt or causing of harm. It's what we know to do. We know to say to our children, we want what's best for you. So we're going to tell you that you need to go on and go to college and you need to do this or you need to do that. And you know, for some people, that's right. For some people, maybe it's not. Maybe they need to move into a trade. Maybe they need to move into a different line of activity that they're going to go into. But we have to honor that, and we have to come and live the life with the experiences that we've come to live it. And as we allow ourselves to move into that reality and say, wait a minute, you know, I think maybe I shouldn't be doing this because I've really been being tugged over here, but because I want to fulfill the expectation of others, I'm putting myself in a lack. I'm putting myself in fear. I'm putting myself in limitations, and I can't do that anymore. It's time for me to step outside that box. It's time for me to step out into the reality of realizing I have come to do this. I have come to do that. It's so amazing what they're showing me is they're showing me this global change of energy once we all begin to understand and become aware of who we are, our place in this big picture, and we reclaim who we are by getting rid of the fears, by getting rid of those feelings of lack, and getting rid of the feelings of doubt. They're saying, become the children and the vessels that you have gone to live and have this experience as. They're really stressing this. They're showing me a relationship that you may be involved in, a relationship where the partner is not sharing equally with you, and you're being really brought down. You're being really molded into living your life as that partner would want you to live your life, when in reality you need to be doing something a little bit different. They're saying sit down, have a conversation with that person, express this message, express this with hope, with love, with joy, and say, I'm not saying I want to leave you. I'm not saying that I need to find me. I need to find my identity. I need to find who I am and move beyond the fears and move beyond the limitations that I've put within myself by allowing you to manipulate the space and the energy and the area that I am in. I had a client who I have had much, I've had much respect for, because when she came in, she was very beaten down. She was very controlled. She was very manipulated. And she went home after her session, and they had really brought in this love and this light and this healing into her energy, much like they're offering to everyone right now who's hearing this message, who's connecting with this message, that this beauty of this opportunity is right there. And when she grasped that, when she became aware of that, when the reality of that became reality, and she sat down and she said to her significant other, I love you unconditionally, and I know that you love me, but we need to change the conditions. And just to watch how her life became hers and how their relationship got so much stronger, and they were able to do some switching and changing in how they were raising their children and how she was feeling about not being satisfied and not being taken care of and in that lack and in that fear mode that she was in. But once she sat down and really had a conversation and reclaimed that love, reclaimed that healing, reclaimed her hope, their whole lives became more powerful. Their whole lives became, they now are an amazing a couple in the community where they live for the messages that they've carried forward. And those are what we are being guided and led to understand today as the messages are coming through. They brought it in so fast and so intently that they were wanting me to get right to it, is move beyond the limitations, move beyond your own thoughts and your own lack.
awareness of your own lack. They're saying move beyond that. Be aware of your love. Be aware of who you are. Be aware of your walk. I'm hearing a message from a Teddy who wants to say fairly well. Teddy has come through a couple of times in readings that I've been doing, and his family, he's trying to send the message to his family. He passed when no one was around, and he did not get to say goodbye. He wants me to bring forward the message of fare-thee-well. Fare-thee-well. It's not farewell, but fare-thee-well, so that you will know that this message is from him to you. He's on the other side. He's moved home. And he is wanting me to express the message to you that he is home. There's also a message coming through that there is someone who is in a grieving process, that they are feeling like this grief, they just cannot get through it. That every time they feel like they're making progress, they immediately get kicked back down. They immediately get kicked, knocked right back down. And they're wanting me to show you that the grief process can be tough, but when you chip away at it, and when you really work at it, you're going to be able to move through this, and you're going to be able to see that light, bringing that love, bringing in that hope, bringing in that, they're saying, grab the tools that are going to be provided for you. Grab some of the tools that have already been provided for you to help you move through that grief. Go into a set program of working with grief. Don't try to carry this on your own. Let the person that you're holding on to, let that relationship love that you're having, they're saying, let go. I've already returned home. Let go. Don't hold on to the grief of that because it's holding you back. It's keeping you from becoming stronger. It's keeping you from becoming the person that you need to do and that you need to become. There's a message for a person who has a tattoo on their back. I'm seeing this tattoo looks much like a tiger. It looks much like, I don't know what they call it. It's an oriental looking tiger. This tattoo on the back, they're coming through to tell me that they have a message for you. If you have this tattoo on your back, they're coming through and saying, grab the strength and the armor of the tiger. Grab a hold of your situations as you've put that symbolism on your back. Grab a hold of the reality of that tiger and know that you can move through anything. Know that you can move any mountain and know that you can push through. Your answers are right there. It's just a matter of springing forward and accepting them. Springing forward and listening to that small guiding voice I'm hearing. You need to listen to the small guiding voice that is coming in. You're overclouding it and overshadowing it with your own words. It's kind of like you're hearing the little messages that might say, go to such and such a place or don't go to such and such a place. But you're in your mind saying, well, I wonder if I, and you're overpowering that little voice that's saying, go, you know, do this, do that. They're saying, move into the power of the tiger. You put it on as a symbol on your back. They're saying draw from the energy of that. Draw also from the medicine of tiger, they're saying. They're saying read up on it, research on it. Learn the medicine of tiger. Learn about the flexibility. Learn about the speed. Learn about the agility and how that is actually a part of yourself. That's one of the reasons why you felt so led to put that tattoo on your back, that tattoo of the tiger there. It's yours to draw from. It's a part of your reality. That's why you are so driven to actually get this tattoo. I have another one that's coming in, and this one is saying, they want to say, sleep, sweet dreams, sleep, sweet things, sweet things, sweet dreams. There's somebody who's coming in bringing in a message of peace and comfort. They're wanting you to be at peace. They're wanting you to be able to be calm. And it's apparently you're having trouble sleeping. Apparently you're having trouble being able to unwind. I'm hearing that you've got so much going on and you've got so much on your plate. They're showing me like I'm like at a banquet hall with one of those great big banquet plates. And your plate is just so full that it's overflowing all of the sides of this plate. And what they're wanting me to share with you is sleep sweet, sleep tight, sweet thing. Something along that, it's almost like a tongue twister for me as I'm hearing it. But it's something about sleep tight, sweet thing. So you're going to know this message because of that words that are coming through. And it feels like that this is energy that's coming through from a message that your father would have said to you when you were a tiny child, when they were rocking you and putting you to sleep. It's almost like a lullaby that they used to like hum or sing to you and helping you relax and helping you to be able to go to sleep as a little person. They're saying now you're older and you've got so much on your plate that it's time to clear off some of the things on the plate. It's time to clear off some of the things that are going on in your life and move forward with confidence, move forward being blessed, move forward with being who it is that you've come to live this life as, and be able to sit and be at peace in that. Be able to sit and be able at night, be able to turn the switch and say, ah, now it's time for me to go to sleep. Now it's time for me to rest. It feels like this is very much like a little lullaby that they used to sing to you, and that they're wanting to let you know that, yes, they are with you. Yes, they are watching you. Yes, they're very proud of the many things that you have accomplished. But they're giving me that message that you've had so much trouble sleeping that they now want you to let go of some of the things that are not serving your higher purpose, that are on your plate of life's activities. And they're saying, sleep tight, sweet thing. Sleep tight, sweet thing. There's another person that I'm hearing is sending a message out to someone that they love who is on the other side. This is a vibration I'm picking up from somebody who is currently living, currently alive, and the vibration I'm feeling is that you're sending the message over to someone who is on the other side, and you keep saying, I miss you being around. I miss you being around. And they're trying to bring the message back. It feels like you're expressing this to a spouse who has passed, and they're turning around and they're saying, but I am right here. You're just not hearing me. You're just not listening. You're just not feeling me because you've got yourself so wrapped up into the feeling and into the thought process of, I miss you being around, I miss you being around, and you've said that and you have felt that so much that you're not allowing them to actually be around. You're not allowing yourself to be receptive to that. You're not allowing yourself to be receptive to the fact that they are there. I'm hearing a little nursery rhyme to share. It says, twinkle, twinkle, little fairy, twinkle, twinkle, little fairy. Flame of power, flame of light, twinkle, twinkle, little fairy. I don't know where this came from. I don't know who it's for. It's just like this little rhyme that they're giving to me. Something about provide hope, love, and light, spread the word, solutions has come to all. Twinkle, twinkle, little fairy, twinkle, twinkle, little power, love and light. They're putting this in a nursery rhyme to bring it across for the simplicity. Okay, thank you. They're bringing it across to show it a simplicity, a form of simplicity, how we sometimes get things so wrapped up and we get so caught up in the detail and we get so caught up in the big world thing that we forget that we can sometimes catch it out and check it out through the simplicity. Don't be so wrapped up into the drama of it. Don't own so much of the drama of the situations going on. They're really wanting to bring this message across today. They're just encompassing the room. The strength of the messages that's coming through is just, they're using every possible little avenue of information to bring this into us. There's something about going south. There's somebody that's wanting to travel south and you're feeling limitations that are holding you from going south. They're saying that it's time for you to travel. It's time for you to go. It's time for this project to be completed. It's time for you to actually get on to this. They're saying you're asking the questions, well, what do I do? How do I do this? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And they're saying you move forward with confidence. You move forward with the knowledge that we are with you, that we have you by the hand. I'm feeling like a divine presence with you. I'm feeling a guide. There we go. I'm feeling a guide's present with you, helping you, holding you, and moving you through this to that point. Moving you through to that move south, that this is something that you need to do. It's a confidence that they want to give you, and it is time for you to pick up and to move. It's time for you to pick up and make this journey. This south journey could be moving from the east side of town to the west side of town. It could be moving from the north to the south. It could be moving from Canada to Mexico. I'm not sure. I'm just seeing that they're saying someone who wants to move south, that it's time to go. That's why this nudging, this, it's almost like you're uncomfortable. They're saying move forward with confidence and move forward with the peace of the knowledge that they are going with you and they are taking you to the place where they want you to be. They're taking you to the changed place where you need to be, to the new, I'm hearing words like awareness, new openings, new. They're showing you the newness. There's something new that you're going to move into that you're aware of. It's not like it's something you don't know, but it's a new situation. They're saying it's time to move. They're also telling me for another message for another person that it is time for you to retreat into silence. You have been very verbal. You have been very, and unfortunately your verbal, we can manifest through the negative so fast. And it's so hard to manifest through the positive because we've been so trained to manifest through the negative, is what they're saying. That you need to go into a retreat of silence, contemplative meditation of how to change your thoughts, how to change the way that you say things. The I can't, I won't, I don't need to go away, and it needs, and you need to move forward with the positive of, with the help of my guides, or I am able to do this through the wings of the angels. They're saying to change your verbiage, you need to go into a retreat of silence, contemplative meditation for yourself. They're really saying go into quiet contemplative meditation. Contemplative meditation is where we allow ourselves to have a pen, have a pencil, maybe have a recorder there, and as we're going into that meditation, what they are giving to us, what we are being told, we either want to write it down on a piece of paper, we want to write it or record it so that we can go back at a later time and be like, oh, that's what that meant. That's what they're trying to nudge me and lead me and guide me to do. They're saying, do that. Move into that space. Allow yourself to be quiet. You've been able to be so verbal, but now it's time to go into quiet. Now it's time to go into silence as you begin a healing process of how your own verbiage works, of how your own message is going to be presented to yourself. I'm hearing another person who it almost feels like a probate situation or something along that line where some finances have been held up, where they have been kind of put on hold, where they're being held. There's like a whole, I'm seeing like a bank account with a big lock, padlock laying on top of it, and the padlock is closed. They're saying that is going to open up very soon for you. That the key is actually in the lock and they're beginning to turn it. That this is the flow, their cash flow will be free. They're saying you have the abundance. It's yours. You're devoting yourself to your work and you've devoted yourself to helping others. And they are now opening this back up. They're opening up this cash flow to you. It really feels like you've had something that was given to you and it has been held up and it's been held up and it's been blocked and it's been blocked. And they're saying that they want you to hold on to the knowledge of the fact that that key is turning. That you are getting that blessing. That blessing is opening up. They are going to give it to you. You will have it. It's so right there. If I could show you this, I'm seeing a tan colored house with a 2-car garage that's off as I'm looking at the house. It's off to the, shifted to the left side of the front of the house. The sidewalk that goes around to the front of the house, you have, it looks like a regular, paved sidewalk, but in the gravel between the sidewalk and the house is, it looks like, stepping stones. I'm seeing some red stepping stones in that area. This is for you. This message is for you, that you are so close to this opening up and giving you what you need to have and opening up that blessing. Just hold on, because it's there for you. Know that it is yours. Know that it is yours. I'm seeing the numbers 222. I don't know if this is an address or if these numbers have a significance to you. I'm seeing numbers 222, three of the number twos in a row. I'm also hearing that someone who has been trying to get pregnant, that you are now in the season of your pregnancy and you will have a child. You will become pregnant this month. They are saying the confidence is yours. Know that it is yours. This child is yours. That the timing and the situations have moved and have opened up and have switched to the point where you will have, and you are going to be pregnant, and you will have this child. You will have a child. Even though medical science has tried to tell you it's not going to happen, it's impossible, and you've tried for a number of years, this is your season, is what I'm hearing to share with you. This is your season. There is someone who's being held back because of their own personal pride. Their own personal pride of allowing themselves to receive the blessing from another, that they feel self-lack and self-worthlessness because the other is providing for them. They're saying, get over it. They're saying, get over that selfish pride. Move yourself beyond that. Allow yourself to receive, because that's how they're going to bless you. That's how they're going to bring you the abundance. That's how they're going to take care of you. They're also giving me the information to share with you that you need to spend some time alone. Okay, caller, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. It's Pat. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to check in with you. I've talked to you a few times. I've started some nutraceuticals for the anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And I think they're going to help. I'm wondering if you have any insight into that. I'm also thinking of maybe going away for a few days, which I haven't done in a long time. I feel kind of sad because I feel lonely, but I'm going to make myself go anyway.
Okay. I think that the message that I was hearing just as I saw your name come on the screen that you had called in was spend time alone. And I think that that's a message that's for you, that yes, maybe you need these couple of days for yourself to recharge and to regroup. Did you ever do the hypnosis therapy you were thinking of doing?
I haven't done it. I thought I would do this first. And actually now, I think my dog might need surgery, so I've got to focus on trying to make some money to save for that. That's a priority. So no, I haven't.
Okay.
And I'm still unsure, you know, who to do it with, what to do.
What I'm hearing for you to do is to follow through with the person that you had originally spoke with on that, because they're going to be willing to work with you. They're going to be willing to help you figure out a way to come up with a plan so that you can begin this. But that's also going to be after you've had your time of being away and being quiet. When you come back, you're going to be able to come back with renewed strength. That's going to be able to say, with this, I need to go in and do this hypnosis.
Okay.
And they will work with you. They will be open to, I don't know if it's going to be through some trade work. I'm almost seeing like an exchange, but not of green. I'm seeing exchange of services or of something other than the green, the money. But I'm thinking they're going to be willing to work with you. If you were to call them today, they would not be. But it feels like in a couple of days, something's going to be aligned just right for you to go in and talk to that person.
Okay.
And they're definitely saying that you need to get away. They're definitely, the words are really coming through really strong, that you need to get away. You need some of that time that's going to be for yourself, for that alone time, not in a form of depression and not in a form of sadness and sorrow, but see it as a time of reflection, a time of finding yourself. It's like what they're showing me is you've been trying to find yourself for such a long little time here that you've gotten tired, and they want you to have that quiet time so that you can be at peace about that.
Okay. Okay. So you definitely feel I need to do this hypnosis.
I think it would be very beneficial for you because there's something, there's a key there that they're going to be able to help turn for you.
Okay.
They're showing me what looks like a big skeleton key. There's a key that needs to be turned for you, and through that hypnosis, it's going to help.
Okay. I had spoken to you about doing it with you, too.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it over the phone?
Yes, we can.
And
yes,
you feel, would it be just as, yeah, I'm sure you'd say yes, I feel a strong connection with you, too. Do you feel it would be successful?
I feel it's as successful as the client is willing to allow it to be.
Okay.
But what I was hearing when they were bringing the message across is the first person that you had originally spoken to about the hypnosis is the one that you need to contact. I don't know if that would be that you had spoke to me before you spoke to the other person or if you spoke to somebody even before her to somebody else. There's like this little chain that I'm seeing that you need to kind of backtrack on it and find that right person.
Is this the one in D.C.?
I believe, is that the first person that you had contemplated it with?
I think so. I think maybe you had originally I think you told me that I needed to get to the core issue, that there was something that
okay.
I needed to.
And I would talk to her.
Okay.
And if it works out where she comes in and she says, you know, I can't work with you, then you know that's not the right one.
No, she was willing. I just have to travel to D.C., and it's going to be big expense. And she is very willing to cut the prices. I know that.
Okay.
But it's
is she willing to work on overline or on the phone?
Yeah, but she felt what I was going to go through after speaking with her on the phone. She felt she needed to be there with me, that I shouldn't do this alone.
Okay.
If I could do it over the phone, I'd do that.
Right. Maybe ask her if she would be willing to do like a little trial session over the phone with you and see how you feel after it. Don't go into the core issues, but just do like a little trial run on susceptibility and how you feel and how the reactions of it are.
That's a good idea. I'm pretty strong. I've been through a lot, so I sort of feel like I can go through this alone. I know what she means, though. It would be great to be with someone.
Have a support system there. Exactly.
Yeah. But that's a big cost. So, all right, that's a good idea. I think I'll do that.
And get some time alone. You need some alone time right now.
Okay. April, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. Have a great evening.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have a call from Shane. Go ahead, Shane.
Hi there, April. I heard you speaking about moving south, and I'm sure there's a bunch of listeners, so I was wondering if that applied to me, or if I just would like some clarity around that message.
Okay. Are you contemplating a move?
I was, and then I got myself, financially restricted, like many people in this recession. So,
you've kind of put yourself back in a box is what it feels like. You stepped inside a box and closed the lid right on top of yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. And, yes, this is for you. This move is for you because the minute you started asking that and you said that you had put yourself in that position, they immediately showed me a person standing there with this great big box, actually intentionally stepping inside of it and closing the lid and almost kind of like self-sabotaging yourself.
Yep, exactly.
And so, yes, this what the message that they were bringing forward for that, and I am sorry, I'm not going to remember it exactly, because when they come through like that and they just start bringing in messages, I don't always connect with them. So if you want to ask me questions, then it'll come back. But, yes, they're saying that a move south is for your betterment. There's something about a better employment situation there for you?
Yeah, because I have no employment up here, and it's very stressful. So the move south would be to L.A. And,
okay.
And I guess I'd ask if acting is the right career for me to pursue. Obviously not right now, but in the future to work towards. Because that's why I would like...
Are you doing some type of sales position right now?
Not right now. I was my friend sells crystals and I've been helping him out, but that's the only sales I've been doing.
Okay. Cause I'm feeling you in a sale environment. Not retail. Not like working in a Walmart or a Safeway or a Kmart or not that kind of sales, but I'm seeing you do something where you're selling something.
Okay.
But it feels like that's
where
you're at. And I don't, and I feel like when you move south, you're actually going to move beyond that. You're going to then be able to do what it is. What I'm hearing is that you're going to be able to move into your heart's desire.
Okay.
And to move forward with confidence. Thanks for calling.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just like, I really enjoy. Thank you for that clarity, because when you said that, it just resonated so immediately with me. And so I just wanted to make sure that was for me. And I'm going to, you know, ask my angels for guidance and keep on looking, you know, for that move.
Yeah, you said you work with somebody with doing some crystals?
Yeah, he's got some, the 2012 crystals, the higher consciousness crystals.
Okay. There's something about a crystal that you need to use to help align yourself with the energy for this move.
Okay.
I don't know where that came in, and I don't know what they were referring to. I'm assuming you're going to know.
All right, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. And
you too,
blessings.
And thanks for calling. Bye-bye. that's the beauty of having the program here and having the ability to be able to share these messages. I get emails from people all the time after they've heard the show and they've said, I think that message was for me. Can you help validate it? And like this young man, yes, we're able to validate it. Oftentimes there's little things, little keys that will come in and they'll say yes. So if you have something like he did, have that feeling and that leading and that nudging that says, I think that might be for me, pop me an email, april@whitewolfapril.com, and ask, and I'll reconnect with you and be happy to share that message with you and be happy to validate that. Or give a call on the station such as he did, and we'll check into it and we'll see if it fits into that this was for you. I do believe that there is a message for another person out there to move south as well. I don't believe that this was just specifically for him. And as he stated, I think there are others out there. He was right on. This is for others. There are a couple others who are in a very similar situation who have that feeling and that nudging that they need to make that move. I'm hearing something about much pride is getting in your way. Move that pride out of the way. There's something about pride holding someone back. This is not this gentleman. This is a different message. There is something about pride is in the way, and it's holding you back. It's keeping you from being able to carry that message forward, being able to carry that. You've kind of gotten yourself wrapped up in the pride. You've gotten yourself wrapped up in what you're doing and where you're at, and they're saying move it aside. It's going to hold you back. It's going to keep you from becoming and being and doing what it is you've been called to do. I have a message for Darlene. I'm hearing to tell you to take a chance. You've been thinking about a new relationship, and they're saying do it. Go for the new relationship. Go for the new experience. Jessica, I'm hearing that it's time for you to let go of old patterns, and it's now time for you to look at the newness and the freshness of where you're at right now in your life path, in your walk. You have much to offer. I'm hearing a message for Denise. Hold strong, hold firm, and hold your ground. Know that you need to make these decisions. You need to make the decisions that you need to make. Hold firm to that and hold strong to that. I'm hearing a message for Gilmore, something along that lines, and they're using the nickname Gilly. I'm supposed to give you a message about your horse, that you need to do something, that one of your horses needs to be tended to. There's one of your horses is not feeling well. They're showing me a leg. They're showing me a hind quarter, and I would I'm going to assume is if I was looking at the horse from the front of the horse, it would be on the horse's left side. But if you were to be standing on the horse, I'm seeing it on the, looking directly at the horse, nose to nose, it's on the left-hand side, left-hand hip leg. They're wanting me to tell you it's, they've changed it from the, it sounded like Gilmer, and they changed it to Gilly. You need to check and tend to your horse. There's one of your horses. I think this horse may be out on the pasture, and you may not be aware that this horse has created a problem because it's not actually in where you can see it and be able to monitor and see what's going on. You need to go out and check. It's kind of one of those things that you need to go check. I keep just reiterating it with me that you need to go check on this animal. I see that we're starting to come to the top of the hour again. Time just goes so fast, and the messages have just come in so quickly and so wonderfully. I'm so thankful, and I thank them for the messages that they've given us to share. If you would like to contact me, please feel free to contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com. And if you want to check out our website, whitewolfapril.com, for information, classes, things that we're offering, please feel free to go there as well and check things out and see what's being offered and the different areas that coming up this winter that we're going to be traveling and we're going to be carrying messages forward and doing some classes and we're going to be doing some training on a healing modality that they've had me create and have had me begin to teach on and to begin to do. And it's called White Wolf Emerging Energy Healing Modality, and it is just amazing. It is just phenomenal, the type of work that can be done with this and lives that have been changed with that. And so we're going to be moving forward and bringing these out. And as I said earlier, a lot of the things we offer are available online as well. About 98% of the things we have now we can do online, and some of the services we provide we can do over the phone, as I was sharing with a woman earlier. But as I was saying, we're at the top of the hour, and I'm going to prepare to wish you well and say thank you for another fabulous session and thank the guides and the masters and the teachers and all of those who came through from the other side to share the message of hope and strength and power. I want to wish you well, and I want to say thank you. And until we're together again on another program, may your life be blessed with such hope and such abundance and joy, and may your light shine ever so brightly as you help others in your own earth walk path. Until next time, this has been April.